The pace has been unrelenting at this emergency distribution center in Istanbul. These volunteers know time is of the essence for their suffering fellow Turks.
Like, I have to be here. I cannot stay at home. Like, it feels really awful to watch the news from TV. I just need to be here to help the people.
There is unity, resolve, and an understanding that this humanitarian effort will take on historic proportions. It will also be costly. President Erdogan has allocated more than $5 billion to help the country recover from what could emerge to be the worst natural disaster in two generations.
Our prayers are with them. Our hopes are with them. So we are working with the volunteers with all our strength. And people of Istanbul never let us down with the solidarity.
President Erdogan has declared a one-week period of national mourning, and schools have been closed.
The current situation requires us to take extraordinary measures. We declare our 10 provinces where the earthquake took place as disaster zones. We decided to declare a state of emergency so that the search and rescue activities and all subsequent works can be carried out rapidly.
The state of emergency will end shortly before the presidential and parliamentary elections scheduled on May 14th. Inflation in Turkey is 80%, and critics say government policy is exacerbating the country's economic woes. The earthquake zone in southern Turkey is home to a significant Syrian refugee population. Right-wing parties are calling them a burden on an already overtaxed economy. In the ruins of homes and amid the mourning of loved ones lost, there is no distinction between citizen or refugee, just a human being in need of immediate help and compassion. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.